Okay. So along that same lines, let's talk about cancel culture for a second. So the political climate for hunters is becoming unbearable, thanks to the cancel crowd, right? And nobody knows this more than you do, Don, right? Because I, like I said before the call, I don't understand how you just don't say screw it and just say I'm going into the woods and I'm done with everything, right? It's just, So my question to you is this: should hunters even bother using Facebook and social media platforms? I mean, they're not our friend.
They're not, but I think, going into hiding also doesn't help. I mean, I sort of look at this as sort of the way, like, on a bigger scale, look at it like sort of conservatives versus liberals. The conservatives, we were live and let live. We sat back. We said, hey, do your own thing. We're going to have different values and we're going to, turn the other cheek. And they laughed and they slapped us in the face for the last 50 years. And in the process, they took over every institution. They took over academia. They took over, I mean, look at the woke military right now. And again, we differentiate between the door kickers, the operators. And I had an interesting conversation with my friend Rob O'Neill, who's the SEAL who shot bin Laden, just last week on a podcast. And, talking about the, he's like, yeah, I mean, if you look at sort of the guys doing the work, these are conservative, like all American guys. The guys that are the generals in charge are like literally just woke bureaucrats. They're not, they were never the best war fighters. They were never any of these things. They played the game. Better. They were a better bureaucrat, not a better soldier, and you can see that. And so, it's sort of the same. I think we can't cede, those grounds. We understand we're going to be hit a little bit harder. I see it with my social, and while I have big platforms, I see when they just they put on the screws and they try to clamp it down, so I can't have as big a platform as I would have naturally or organically. But I don't think we can just give up on it, because that whole turn the other cheek mentality that we've had over the last, half a century, again, we've seeded academia, we've seeded pop culture, we've seeded most of sports, even the military, the highest echelons of law enforcement, et cetera, et cetera. So, I do think we have to stay in the game. But I mean, even within sort of the outdoor and hunting community, you look at some of, the biggest names out there, and I don't need to name them. I think everyone, you can see that they're anti-gun. I'm like, I mean, if we're on both sides, I mean, how much conflict have you seen between, the bow hunters, meaning vertical bow, and the crossbow guys, and then the trad bow guys versus even the compound guys? And I sort of look at it as like, guys, we had enough enemies. Let's agree that we agree on like 99% of stuff, and maybe there's some different methodology, and maybe if you learn to shoot a crossbow and you're buying a hunting license and passing the tradition on to the next generation, maybe you'll learn to shoot a compound. Maybe you'll learn to shoot a stick bow. Maybe you'll do all of them like I do. Like, who cares? Like, but we haven't done that well. But I look at some of these, famous sort of, this guy represents hunting and this. I go, like, they have like almost a pretty prominent stance against AR-15s. They'd be like, okay, well, I guess it's okay as long as we're left with a flintlock, that's okay. And I don't think that's okay. I mean, we have to engage in these things, because if you don't think they're coming after the general concept of hunting next, it's not an attack on the Second Amendment alone. Like, you think that the average leftist wants you to be able to go deer hunting? In a couple years, that's going to be the next thing to go. And so if we don't put up a wall right now and say enough is enough, say that, hey, well, we may not be on board with 100% of things, we're on board with 95% of things, and that's a really big deal, and we have to fight accordingly. So, I think all of this stuff is on the table. They're just going to, chip away at it a little bit, the deer hunting may be last, but it's on the menu of things they'd love to take away from you. Make no mistake. Just look at what I think. I don't know if it's Fish and Wildlife that put it out, but just yesterday there was sort of the notion of, well, we're going to change the rules for, the duck stamp drawing, because many of the artists were offended that maybe you had to, have, an element of hunting culture mixed into the duck stamp, right?
I hadn't heard that, but that doesn't surprise me at all.
I saw it. We posted about it on Field Ethos with some of the guys, with obviously Dave and some of the guys that we know mutually. We did it with Field Ethos. It was like, hey, they're literally trying to take the hunting component out of the federal duck stamp, which is what you need to basically effectuate your license. The revenues are supposed to go to preserving, that kind of habitat, et cetera, for hunting. And because some woke artist doesn't like the idea of it, they want to be able to compete, but they don't want to have to do any of the things that, what it's intended for. So they're going to change the rules. So again, if they're going to take hunting out of the federal duck stamp, and that's already now policy as of, you know, I guess a couple weeks ago, although we just saw it literally yesterday, you know, what do you think's next? Again, nothing's off the table for these guys. It's just a question of when they attack it. They're going to chip away, and it's a death by a thousand cuts. And that's how they've approached all of these things. So I think, you know, we have to band together. And when I say that doesn't mean bow hunting. It means like anyone that's hunting. I think you have to have the concentric circles aligned of the guys that shoot bows and shoot guns as well. Because back in 16, I would have thought that those circles were actually, you know, quite overlapping, and they're actually not. The concentric circle is like quite small between sort of the shooting world and the hunting world. And I think we just got to understand that all of those things are sort of grouped together as one great big American outdoor tradition. And I think we got to fight at all costs to preserve all of that.